stick back.
Yeah.
But it has a little top that you could bring over, you know, and cover you up. And it also, they had, or they did make little curtains that they could put on the sides, you know, and
uh-huh.
It had a weather shield. I would say it's it was made out of the same leather like that the curtains
mm-hmm.
were made of. That protected you, and your lines came through this little opening, and you could sit up there and just drive.
How many people could sit in it?
Oh, two or three.
What was the seat made out of?
The seat was it was a padded seat, padded seat like a vinyl, we would say
uh-huh.
natural leather though.
It was leather then,
yes,
wasn't it?
And it was tucked right, you know, with button tucked, you know. And
oh,
it was
I
the cutest
that.
Thing.
And it, what color was it?
It was a black, but the little horse was red.
Oh.
We had the best time.
Uh-huh.
I just enjoyed that more than any little girl ever did enjoy.
That was like having a new car, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Okay. Did your father let you go very far in?
Oh, yes. We went all around any place we wanted to. I'd go all up and down the streets. Of course, they were not paved as they are now, you see.
Yeah.
And right up and down this third street right here. I'd pick up first one little girl and then the other, you
How
know. And the little boys,
you?
Too. Oh, I was 12 or 14 when I had that, you know.
Yeah. And that was right good age.
You know, I was right good age, but I didn't feel like I was grown. I was still a little girl.
Well, I know you enjoyed that.
I did.
I know you did. What is this, still outside of a wagon wheel? What do you call that, Mr. D? Well, the hub would be on the inside. Now, this is what went over the wood.
Rim.
Okay, you didn't have steel rims on your
No, it was rubber tire.
Rubber.
Mm-hmm. Rubber.
You had a nice comfortable ride.
I sure did. And noiseless.
Noiseless, yeah. And the streets, they weren't paved.
All you heard, though, was the little pony's feet.
When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened on to?
Single tree, I think.
If you had two horses, each one would have a single tree. Now, what would you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
I think that'd be a double tree.
Okay. Now, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, what you would say he was doing what? If he had wood, if he carried wood, what would he be doing?
Hauling wood.
Hauling the wood. All right. Now, suppose there was a log across the road, and you'd say, I tied a rope to it and out of the way, what would you do to it? If you tied a rope to it, how would you, and you pulled it, what would you be doing to it?
I dragged it out.
After you plowed, we talked about plowing the other night,
yeah.
And you tell me, you know, about getting the ground. After you plowed, what did your father used to break up the ground with? Even finer, something that has teeth in it.
A harrow.
Okay. What other different harrows? Do you remember, Miss? Were there any, or did you just know it as a harrow?